This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sun is out. I don't know where you are. I guess there's always a possibility that somebody's in a thunderstorm, but looking out of my windows, I'm in the studio at my West End apartment, and I'm looking over the lake, and it is just beautiful. I did some work. I was like farming on my balcony yesterday, doing some plant repotting, and felt like Oliver Douglas from Green Acres with the little plants out on the balcony. Actually, I don't have I'm not growing corn or turnips or anything like that, but some stuff has to be repotted, and had to do that. Anyway, it was a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend as well. And so here we are with a short week, a short work week, and the Saints are playing their opening game. The new era of the Saints begins Sunday afternoon in the Caesar Superdome, Saints and the Arizona Cardinals. And it's important that the Saints win this game, if they can, because the schedule just gets tougher and tougher. And, you know, I just can't help but talk enough about LSU's big victory over Clemson. I mean, I really kind of had a feeling that LSU was going to win the game. But Clemson had a lot of players returning. I mean, Clemson was number four in the country. You know, they're on the cusp of, you know, right now being ready for the college football playoffs if they win. And I'm sure they were shocked as hell that LSU came in there and did what they did. And LSU's defense just totally rose to the occasion. Garrett Nussmeier had a good game. And, you know, I'll tell you, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. During the broadcast, they played Brian Kelly, I guess it was last year, after the season opener. And Brian Kelly was just pounding on the desk, and he said, "We had that game won, and we let them come back and win." Those were not his exact words, but essentially he was mad that LSU had that game won, and they let the other team come back. 3 minutes left in the game, LSU-Clemson. LSU was leading 17-10, and LSU got really conservative. And they were trying to protect the lead. LSU had to punt with 2 minutes left. And I got to tell you, that pounding on the desk moment with Brian Kelly echoed in my brain. I thought, oh no, don't give Clemson time to come back. And if Clemson came back and tied it, there's a good chance that with that momentum, they would have gone on and won in overtime. But LSU's defense was alive and well, and the conservative offense might have gotten a little conservative, but LSU's defense shut them down, rose to the occasion, and it was just awesome. And now LSU moves from number 9 to number 3 in the country, and Clemson has dropped out of the top 10, and it was just great to see that. And I mentioned this also, I got the feeling that a lot of Clemson fans are not really good sportsmen. There was a lot of booing after an interference call. No. What was it, the touchdown or the interference? I don't remember. But there was a lot of booing from the fans, and I have a feeling that in the stadium they only showed the end of the play. But right before they pick up the end of the play, the Clemson player is grabbing the LSU receiver's jersey. And the fans are booing like this was a bad interference call. And it wasn't a bad interference call. It was a legitimate call. And I just thought that they were either ignorant, or they didn't see it, or they were just stupid fans thinking that it's okay to grab a jersey. But I just thought that was just bad sportsmanship to boo over a legitimate jersey pulling interference call. And then after the game, I don't know whether you noticed this, but when Garrett Nussmeier was being interviewed, a Clemson fan had walked up and was kind of walking around behind Nussmeier like he wanted to say something, like he wanted to interrupt the interview. And he was just kind of had that look in his eye, too, and he was kind of just lurking around Nussmeier. And it looked like he wanted to start a verbal confrontation while he was being interviewed. And the police there just kind of pushed him off and kept him from getting close. But I thought, you know, that's poor sportsmanship. I mean, you lost the game, dude. I mean, what do you want to say to Nussmeier? He kicked your ass. And it just, I don't know, it just seemed like he was trying to cause problems. Well, there was an LSU fan who got really, really loud. And this was captured on video that went viral. An LSU fan got really loud after the game and gave out a major scream. And then as he was leaving, he got down on his knee and shot the double middle finger at a Clemson fan. And the Clemson fan took the guy and slammed him up against a wall and then got him in a chokehold. And there were people there trying to get him apart. And, you know, I mean, I would say to the LSU fan, you were the poor sportsman in that case. You know, you don't need to do that. You know, be a little classier. You know, you might be a college-age student. You might be young. You might be drunk. Maybe you're not that smart. But, you know, you don't have to have money to be classy. And it's, you know, it's okay to, you know, be boisterous about a victory, but you don't have to get down on your knees and shoot somebody the middle finger, you know, with both hands. You know, that's just inciting a problem. So I thought that was inappropriate. But, you know, those things happen. And, hey, let's not take anything away from Tulane. You know, Tulane beat a Big Ten team, Northwestern, 23-3, Yeoman Stadium, Saturday afternoon. That was awesome to see. And the Saints this week, it's going to be a short work week, but the Saints are getting ready for their season opener and the season opener under the new era of the Saints with a new coach, new quarterback. And if the Saints can win this game and gain a little confidence and you know, if Spencer Rattler can kind of rattle things up a little bit. In fact, I didn't do it earlier. We got distracted. But I'm going to ask Ian during a break if we can promote doing something, because I've thought of something that we could promote doing. And I got the idea from a listener, from Ian, and also from a listener. And I kind of put two things together, and there's something that we might be able to do. But I'm going to ask Ian during a break if we can think about promoting this. And we might not be able to do it until tomorrow, if we can do it at all. So it's just a thought that I have. This hour, I want to talk about this 11-year-old boy who was shot and killed in Houston. He was playing what is called Ding Dong Ditch. And it's what we used to do when we were kids. You ring a doorbell on a house and you run and hide. And then, you know, they come to the door like idiots and nobody's there. And I admit, I guess I was 10, maybe 11 when I did this. And I knew it was wrong. You know, you're interrupting people in the evening and it's wrong to do it. But I did it. It was a stupid prank that kids did. And some of you may have done the same thing. But this kid was shot. He did this, and he was shot in the back. And I think the guy who did this is going to jail. You know, you can't shoot somebody in the back and claim that your life was threatened. And I also mentioned earlier that, you know, there are people in prison right now because they didn't understand the stand your ground laws. they just took it too far. And, you know, you can't shoot somebody unless you feel like your life is threatened. And there's there are stories of people who left the scene and then came back with a gun. Well, if your life was really threatened, if you left the scene, you'd keep going. I mean, you can't argue that your life is threatened if you're going to go get your gun and come back. I mean, you're really shooting the gun and trying to hurt somebody or kill somebody out of revenge. And I guess this guy was, you know, just PO'd at this kid and decided to shoot him, shot him in the back. And so an 11-year-old is dead doing what you and I used to do when we were kids. And it goes to show you that this is a very, very different world. And some of the things that we used to do, you just can't do anymore. And I don't know if anybody will admit it. I mean, I admit that I used to do the ring the doorbell and run thing. I don't know if anybody will admit it, but would anybody admit to doing some kind of prank when they were young that they probably wouldn't do today? I mean, would anybody admit to doing a prank that they just wouldn't do today? If you will admit to that, what prank did you do? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You know, it's a childish thing we did, ring the doorbell and run. Ian, did you ring a doorbell and run when you were a kid?
Brother, I did a lot more than that.
Oh, you did? Well, give me a prank. Give me a prank.
For the purposes of this conversation, yeah, we did that. We would sneak out at night and run, ring people's doorbells and then run away.
Yeah, it's a stupid thing to do, but, you know, the kids did it. You know, we did it.
Yeah.
I guess almost every, I mean, girls didn't do it. Guys did. It was a guy thing.
Yeah, I'm not aware that any girls do it. No, or if they did, they certainly didn't get caught.
Well, they're smarter than us, you know. Yeah. We're dumb, you know. We'll ring the doorbell and, you know, run and somehow get caught. But I guess a lot of male kids, you know, did that. Well, what's another prank that you pulled?
You had toilet paper somebody's trees.
Yeah, get your house rolled.
Yeah.
What was the now? I never could figure out.
Their windows.
Is it a? What was the other one?
I'm just giving away the whole bag of tricks here. If you have a fourth or fifth grader with you in the car right now, you may enjoy just putting some headphones over their ears or something. You know, we would ring the doorbell or knock on the door. We would toilet paper their trees. We would, if we were feeling real frisky, we'd throw eggs at their windows.
Oh yeah, egg in somebody's house. That's
but, I mean, that was reserved for somebody who really deserved it. You didn't just do that to a random citizen. You know, if there was like the bully at school or somebody that stepped out of line and treated you poorly at school or stepped up to one of your friends, like, yeah, there you'd go egg their house at night sometimes.
I never understood whether getting your house rolled, in some ways, I remember some people took it as a compliment, and then other people took it as criticism.
I mean, there was a time for my sister's generation, who's 5 years older than me, they just did it for fun. Like, it was absolutely kind of a badge of honor, because it meant you were cool enough to merit other kids paying attention to you. And, you know, it's a small town, so everybody knows where everybody else lives. And one week it would be, you know, Bill's house. And the next week it would be Rusty's house. And the weekend after that it would be Megan's house. And everyone, you know, everyone just thought it was kind of funny and cool. Now, the only time it's really disruptive is if it rains afterwards.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes a lot more difficult to clean up.
Well, so, or in this part of the country with the humidity, you know, it could be moist and it was almost like it rained. But I remember girls, you know, somehow perceiving this as a compliment. And again, I was never cool enough to get my house rolled, but I remember some girls took it as a compliment. Oh man, I got my house rolled. It was a compliment. I guess recognition or whatever, but they took it as a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, there was the, I never did this. I never egged anybody's house, never threw eggs at somebody's house, but I heard about it being done. I mean, I was a real nerd. So I wasn't in with the kids that were cool enough to pull pranks, but I did ring the doorbell and run. But I always heard that, you know, people would put, dog poo-poo in a bag.
You put it in a paper bag.
And then light the bag on fire.
Set the bag on fire.
And then you ring the doorbell and run, and the person comes out of the door and they see the fire and they stomp on the fire and they're ultimately stomping on the, you know, the poo, and they might be in their slippers or, you know, sock
that's
feet.
Brutal. That's brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Of course, that requires you to handle the material in the first place, which is I'm not going to do that.
Well, people do that anyway now because they have to pick it up.
Well, yeah, but it's different if it's your dog and you're just throwing it.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but you know, look,
are you going to pick it up in the paper bag?
What?
I don't know. I'm thinking too hard about it. Forget it.
if young kids are listening, you know, look, your Uncle Scoot does not recommend this. You know, we're not recommending that you do this. We're confessing what my generation did. I did not actually do any of that, but my generation did those things.
I'll do you one better. I'll actually also say we got caught. We got caught by the police one time, and we got in a real lot of trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
ringing a doorbell and running or more?
Well, we got caught, you know, just wandering around the streets at night. I think I was probably 9 years old, maybe 10 years old.
Yeah.
With a couple of my buddies. Ain't no 9 and 10 year olds supposed to be walking around by themselves at night. And I'm talking like night, like 3 in the morning night. So the cops picked us up and said, what the hell are you doing out here? And we gave them a fake address and they're like, all right, come on. We know that's not real. So then they drove us each to our individual houses and we had to go knock on our parents' bedroom door and they get up there all bleary eyed and we say, Mom and Dad, the police are here in the living room. I was just humiliated.
Well, at 9 years old, I mean, you know, a police officer can be pretty damn intimidating no matter how old you are, but at nine, I'm very intimidating.
In the town where I grew up, I think the police were glad to have something that was a little bit more menial to do, you know, taking care of a 9 or 10 year old who's out walking around at night. It's not so bad. They had bigger fish to fry, as it were. But there were consequences for those actions.
You were a bad dude.
I was a pretty bad dude. So yeah, we could do a whole show on Ian's record. It's not sterling.
Boy. I didn't do stuff until I got older. But none of it was illegal. Okay.
Well,
you know,
some of it was
outside of, you know, drugs or something, you know.
That's not legal.
A little illegal.
No, it's possession.
All right.
All right.
Let's go to break, and we'll come back with some text messages. If anybody wants to confess a prank that they did when they were young that they would never do today, but they do remember doing it when they were young, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Still feeling really great after LSU's victory over Clemson, going to their Death Valley and kicking their butts. I mean, that was just so cool. And LSU's defense was great. Nussmeier was good. The receivers were good. I mean, there were some great catches in that game. And boy, this is tough for Alabama fans. Number 8 ranked Alabama lost to unranked Florida State. Alabama dropped down. Florida State is now in the top 25. And Bill Belichick, last night, his debut as a college football coach did not go so well. Bill Belichick was embarrassed by a TCU team that was red hot and beat the Tar Heels 48-14 at home with a lot of fanfare about Bill Belichick coming to town with his young girlfriend. And I'm assuming that he got home and said, please. Not tonight. I mean, you know, not tonight. I don't know why. He's a great coach, but I don't know. I was kind of pulling for TCU to win. All right, we got to get to a break here. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, remember when you were a kid and you would ring a doorbell and run? Yeah, I mean, a lot of kids used to do that back in the day. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was stupid. I knew it was wrong when I was doing it. But, you know, sometimes kids do dumb and stupid things. We live in a different world. And an 11-year-old boy did what I did and what many of you did when we were kids. And this kid ended up getting shot in the back and killed. And, you know, this is really just a state of where we are today and the lack of understanding that a lot of people have for laws. And I'm a gun supporter. I'm a Second Amendment supporter. But a lot of people who own guns for the wrong reasons. And they're looking to shoot somebody. They'll say they're not, but they don't understand the Stand Your Ground laws. And they're looking for opportunities to... They're looking for somebody to shoot. I know, they're all going to tell you, well, I hope I don't ever have to use my gun. But, you know, here's a classic example of a guy who was looking to use his gun. And he shot this little kid running away. Excuse me, 11 years old. So I think that's really sad. But does anybody want to confess to any pranks that they pulled when they were young? We'll get to some calls and some texts coming up here in just a moment. Tucker Carlson had a guest on, and Tucker Carlson and the guest agree that Satan is controlling Hollywood. And Satan is in control of shows like Friends, and he's presenting this ugly sexual ethic that is corrupting the minds of young people and anybody who watches. Well, I don't know who they're talking about because, you know, Friends never corrupted my mind. I don't think anybody watched Friends and did anything wrong as a result of that. We'll talk about this on the show tomorrow. And by the way, you know, Tucker Carlson, I think he's spending a little too much time at home, not getting exercise, eating the wrong stuff. Tucker Carlson is, you know, how some people say that, you know, once you leave, like, Fox News, you're not going to be as big as you were. Well, trust me, he off Fox News now, sitting around at home, he's bigger than he used to be. All right, let's go to Marie in Metairie. Marie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't know if you're going to put this on the radio. Am I on the radio?
Well, you're on the radio now, so, you know, just be careful how you explain it.
I will. We were, I guess, in preteens around that age. And we were very, very, very poor. And in our family, we had two very, very wealthy aunts and a very wealthy uncle that looked at us like we were peasants. Hmm. So we said, we'll fix them. And one night, we were sitting around trying to think of what to do. Now, we were like maybe 12, 13 years old. And we thought, let's call African-American cab and tell them to go to their house and ask for them And they said, oh, we don't go in that area. When I called the cab, they said, are you sure you want this cab? And I said, yes. Just go there and ask for the maze. And we named the maze of the two wealthy.
Okay. And
anyway,
did they go?
Yes, they did, but we don't know what happened.
Oh, wow. So you did like the way that these people kind of looked at you and treated your family. So you said, we'll get them. And so you wanted to kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when the cab went up there, it was an African-American cab. And back then, this was like in the 50s, early, late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah.
And the cab driver was very nice. He says, well, are you sure you want this type of cab to go in that upscale neighborhood? And we said, well, yes, because the maids need a cab. Mm. And so he went to the door and he asked for the aunts, and he thought they were maids. So I don't know. I don't know. But another time, we had a good friend. And we were coming home. We were at Lenson drinking cherry Cokes. That's what we always did. And we were coming home, and we saw an old toilet sitting outside somebody's house. And we all got the toilet, put it in the trunk of the car, and we went and put it on the front lawn of our friend's house. And his parents were wild. But we did crazy things like that. It didn't hurt anybody. Yeah. We just had a lot of fun.
But Marie, it's different today. You know, you can't do that today without the fear of being shot.
I would never do anything. If my kids did that, I'd kill them.
And we have to tell the young people who are listening, they're in the car with their parents. It's amazing how many people listen to me today, and they were like really young kids listening in the car with their parents. So they feel like they know me because they've been listening for so long. So yeah, there are a lot of young people who listen to the show, and I just want to remind them that, you know, we're not endorsing any of this behavior.
No,
I'm glad you didn't get in too much trouble.
No, our parents never found out we did that. But anyway, we thought it was fun. We just thought it was fun.
Well, leaving a toilet in somebody's front yard is. I'm glad you didn't use it. You know, that would have made it even worse.
Marie, no, we didn't.
I appreciate the call, and thanks for sharing that with us. Let's go to Steve in Mississippi. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Scoot. How about yourself?
Good. Good.
Prank I used to do with my kids when they were like 5 or 6, and that was about 30 years ago, so dollar stores were just coming around, those ones where everything's a dollar.
Okay.
So when my wife was doing something, I would take the kids to the dollar store, and I would have them go up one at a time over and over and ask, how much was this? How much was this? And the game was to see how long it would take the clerk to go, everything's a dollar, you don't have to ask.
but see, I go in a dollar store now, And not everything's a dollar, but back then everything was a dollar.
Correct, absolutely.
So and the kids.
The ironic part is
you would use your kids in this prank to go up and ask. Oh my God!
And they were in on it. They knew. We were doing, and like whichever one got them to say, you know, you don't have to ask, everything's a dollar, then they would get like ice cream or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's the good parent. This should be in the book of good parenting.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right, Steve. I appreciate the call. All right, let's get to a break here. We'll come back with a couple of your text messages. But we're basing this conversation, a fun conversation, on just a serious situation where this kid was ringing a doorbell and running and got shot in the back and is killed. But trust me, this gun owner is in deep trouble. I mean, deep trouble. This gun owner is probably going to prison because you can't claim your life was threatened if somebody is running away from you. You may not like that, but hey, that's the law. All right. I want to remind everybody that we're not encouraging any of this behavior because, you know, the police are out there and sometimes you get caught and sometimes you actually get in trouble. song is called Caught by the Fuzz. Yeah, it was so easy to call the police back then, you know, the fuzz. Hey, the fuzz is coming. Look out for the fuzz. We'll be right back on WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're talking about some of the things that we did, some of the pranks that maybe we pulled when we were kids. And, it seemed a lot innocent back in the day. And, I'm sorry that it's not that innocent for today, kids, young people today to do the same thing. But, you know, that's the reality. 11-year-old boy shot in the back and all he was doing is ringing doorbells and running. Like, it's not a good thing to do. And look, when I did it when I was young, I knew this is not the right thing to do. But, look, come on, it's not something that's worthy of being shot and killed, but, you know, that's the world in which we live. Let's go to Frank in Slidell. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just calling, man. We had our kicks, man, when we used to take some fishing twine and tie it to them garbage cans. Like, back in the day, they never had the plastic when they had them steel ones.
Yeah, the metal ones. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the metal ones. And we used to tie it across the street. We tied it across and hooked two garbage cans together, and when a car passes, it slam into the car.
Oh, no. No, the trash can would hit the car?
Well, sometimes it did. It depended on how much string we had on it. We did it with Christmas trees, too, around Christmas time.
Well, that sounds a little safer than the garbage cans, but I mean that could be a dangerous situation for people in the car.
Yeah, it could be. You know, that guy get out the car. You know, he's looking around. We hiding in the bushes, man. You know,
man, you were a bad little dude.
Yeah, that's how we had our kicks, man. You know.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's not good, but hey, listen, I appreciate you sharing that with us, Frank. All right, let's go to Tyrell in Metairie. Tyrell, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, love your show.
I appreciate love you for that.
I think that doorbell ditch is universal. We were in L.A. in the 70s, and we rang people doorbell and ran. We TP'd houses with toilet paper and everything. We just thought it was fun. Nobody expected they would ever get shot doing it.
Yeah. When you would roll somebody's house, that's what we used to call it, when you toilet paper somebody's house, was it a compliment or was it a negative thing?
I don't know. We just did it. Maybe it was some neighbor that we didn't like him or something, and we wanted to give him a mess to clean up. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't rain there much, and there's not much humidity there. Like when we did that here, if it didn't rain and it was like really humid, it would become so moist that it would be almost like it rained, and that moist toilet paper was so hard to clean up.
Yeah, well, maybe they had an easy way to go. But most fun things that we did was call people on the phone and say stuff like, is your refrigerator running? And they'll say, yes. Well, you better go catch it.
You did that? You did
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we would call different. We had different little sayings. Now, it's like 40, 50 years now, so that's the only one I remember about your refrigerator running.
Yeah, what was the other? There was another one. Do you have Philip Morris in a can? Well, why don't you let him out? You know, the other one was this, I didn't do this, but I heard about this. Is your bathtub running? Yeah, well, you need to stop it. Do you remember calling people, Ian?
Oh, yeah, we called people all the time.
Just random phone numbers.
Yeah, you just literally we'd call people we knew, we'd call people we didn't know, and we didn't even have anything clever to say to them like Tyrell did. Like, there was no joke. We just called and be like, who's this? But, you know,
we had jokes.
But
it was so just stupid. Numbers out of the phone book.
Oh, my gosh. Tyrell, I appreciate the call. Glad you didn't get into too much trouble. All right, we got to come back to wrap up the show. We're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow because there were a few things we didn't get to today. And on purpose, you know, it's a beautiful Tuesday after a nice Labor Day weekend, kind of the emotional end of summer. And the LSU won, and the Saints are going to play this weekend. So we'll have some fun stuff to talk about. But for some other serious stuff that we didn't get to today, even though it's serious, we'll have fun talking about it. All right, on the SOTA calendar, on this day in 1982, Fleetwood Mac began their Mirage Tour in Atlanta. And the opening act was Men at Work. Men at Work had just released Business as Usual. It was flying up the charts. And 2 weeks after the tour ended, in October, Men at Work got their own headline tour. I mean, Men at Work, they were becoming more popular on the tour than Fleetwood Mac. And once in a while, that happens with an opening act. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk with Mike and Steve coming up next. I want to thank Ian Hoke, Diane Newman, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P., and thank you for being part of the show. We've got a ton to talk about tomorrow. Be sure and tune in at 1 o'clock. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.